Many people can see the value of reading the Bible or praying for daily bread, but they just don't understand what good it does to praise the Lord. Do you ever wonder about that? You can see the point of praying, but praising God is so nebulous it doesn't seem to have much point. Well, if that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a life of praise. First of all, let's try to distinguish between thanksgiving and praise. Now, thanksgiving is necessary. An unthankful heart is an abomination to the Lord. You remember the story of the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Or the passage in Romans, along with their worship of idols and uncleanness of life, God says about these people, neither were thankful. Thankfulness must be the lifestyle of the Christian. Praise, on the other hand, has to do with an overflow of our hearts in response to who God is, His majesty, love, power, grace, long-suffering, and kindness, the splendor of His person. Now we'll continue our series from Psalm 119 with verse 7. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. Now first of all, one of the chief values of living a life of praise is that it sets us into the lifestyle of the angels of God. They surround the throne of God and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." Praise, then, calls to mind the character and power of God. And when we think of God's holiness and power, we are reminded of our own sinfulness and weakness. And that should cast us completely on the Lord. Therefore, humility, the crowning virtue of the Christian, should be a natural fruit of praise. You see, pride is that sin which changed angels into devils. Satan, a powerful and glorious member of the heavenly host, was one day cast forth from the presence of God when pride entered his heart, and he said, "I will be exalted." Pride, then, is a sin that bears bitter fruit. It causes us to become insensitive to others. When we're thinking about ourselves, we're not thinking of others. It hinders our ministry by denying the blessing of God. God says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." We find ourselves being resisted rather than blessed by the Lord. The Bible says, "For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." But if you and I frequently reflect on the nature of God, His power and righteousness and love, and then think that He would stoop in love to die on a cross for my sins, this should call forth from the depths of our souls, "O God, who am I to be so blessed?" and cause us to cast ourselves at His feet in thanksgiving and praise in a spirit of true humility. This is the desire of God's heart for us, to have us live before Him in beautiful fellowship, a heart full of devotion and praise. May God bless you as you learn to truly praise the Lord.